gender equality. So Ireland has adopted an approach of citizens' assemblies to discuss issues of national significance. Discussions of citizens' assemblies led to the marriage equality referendum in 2015 and also led to the referendum that repealed the Eighth Amendment in 2018. So they are a useful way of addressing issues of national significance. The Citizens' Assembly on Gender Equality met throughout COVID and in 2021 referred its report to government. Since then, an Oireachtas committee, Committee of our National Parliament, has been assembled to assist in the progression of the various recommendations. A number of the recommendations deal with the issues of constitutional change, in particular the changing of Article 41.2 of our Constitution, which, as the questioner highlighted, refers to the position of the woman in the home. There is a commitment in the programme for government to undertake a referendum on this issue. There is dialogue between my department as the Line Department and the Oireachtas Committee in terms of the wording of that of any referendum. A date hasn't been established for a referendum yet, nor is there final agreement on wording, but there will be a number of referenda taking place during the lifetime of this government, and traditionally we seek to group referendums on the same day and run a number on the same day. So work is ongoing on this, but we don't have a specific date as yet. Other elements of the Citizens' Assembly on gender equality are being implemented. For example, colleagues in the Department of Justice are making provision for maternity leave for members of local government, and my own department are working on provisions to make make provision for maternity leave for members of our Oireachtas, members of our Dáil and our Seanad. There unfortunately aren't clear legislative provisions for maternity leave for elected members currently. In terms of the National Strategy on Women and Girls, just to outline a number of key achievements. A key achievement would be the passing of the Gender Pay Gap Information Act last year. Regulations to implement this are now being implemented. As we said, it requires companies over a certain size, initially companies over 250 employees, but subsequently companies of over 150 employees to produce disaggregated data in terms of the pay that their male and female employees receive, set out reasons why they think that difference exists, and also set out proposals that they're making to address those differences. So as I say, we're in the first reporting cycle now, so that's a significant development. Also on foot of the National Strategy for Women and Girls, there's been the extension of a number of significant pieces of family leave. So for example, late last week I signed a regulation to provide an additional 2 weeks per year, paid parents leave for both mothers and fathers. So each mother and a father will each now get an additional 2 weeks paid parents leave. When this government commenced, there was 2 weeks paid parents leave. Now, after that that decision, it's up to 7 weeks paid parents leave for parents. And this is on top of maternity leave, and it's also on top of paternity leave as well. So we're extending those out. We're also